Welcome, and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a Sound Investment. My business is how you communicate. You're listening to When It Comes to Customer Experience, You Can Make a Difference. Very recently, I had an unsatisfying customer experience. In fact, I've had several. My guess is that I'm certainly not alone, and that some of us may be unaware that our businesses actually fall prey to this as well. Time to take action. As you listen, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. My focus will be on answering these three questions. Number one, whose job is customer service? Number two, what's the impact on businesses that don't excel in customer service? And finally, number three, how can we make a difference in a customer's experience? Contributing writer Micah Solomon wrote an article in Forbes. He referenced a saying in the theater that there are no small parts. While the context was the stage, the essence is that when we're on stage, we can either improve or detract from the audience, or in this case, customer experience. If we start by answering the first question, which is, whose job is customer service? It's simple. Everyone working in the business has the responsibility, or better yet, the privilege of customer service. Think of it as being analogous to on stage, no matter how small your part may be. We should all feel ownership of our part and want to offer the very best that we can. So, what about the impact on businesses that don't excel in customer service? Good question. Remember I said I'd recently had a poor customer experience? This is exactly what happened. I was in a retail store, and upon entering, no one greeted me or in any way acknowledged my presence. Was I invisible? I patiently began looking at their merchandise, and after, approximately 10 to 15 minutes had passed, still without any communication, I looked around at several staff and then exited the store. End of story. By the way, what do you think of my experience? Not only was I totally frustrated, but I'll certainly not be recommending this store to others anytime soon. Ask yourself if your business can afford this level of customer experience. I know that mine definitely can't. That brings us to the third and final question of how can we make a difference in a customer's experience? Let's go back to Mr. Solomon's article. He recommends the following three points. Number one, any time you pass through a scene where a customer may see you, be sure to contribute positively to the scene with your smile or with your words. Number two, don't wait for an approaching customer to open the door. Open it for them and hold it open until they make it all the way through. And finally, number three, do a constant visual, auditory, and olfactory scan of the environment in which you work and pass through. For example, visual, litter that needs to be picked up, something out of place, anything that looks unsightly. Auditory, music that's too soft or too loud, or equipment that's excessively loud due to needed repair. And olfactory, any smells that somehow are off due to mildew, smoke, etc. Mr. Solomon is quick to remind us there are multiple ways we can easily detract from the customer experience, such as, number one, having your back to the customer when they approach you. Number two, interrupting a face-to-face conversation with a customer to answer a ringing phone without first seeking the customer's permission. And number three, exhibiting negative body and facial language. Based on the experience I just shared, I'd add treating customers as though they're invisible by ignoring them. In closing, when you want to increase your standout factor, especially when it comes to ensuring a positive experience for your customers, your clients, or your patients, I recommend focusing on what you've just heard. It'll go a very long way for you. As you apply my recommendations, you'll notice your level of confidence starting to rise. Ask yourself, do I want to have a competitive edge? Hopefully, your response is a resounding yes. The best part is you can start right now. If after hearing this podcast, you have questions about your communication, or perhaps someone who works for you or works with you, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.